Hallelujah.
Okay, beloved, wonderful time we're living in, isn't it so? Praise Jesus for everything. Let's welcome our virtual church right now. Our international audience, we bless them, we love them also. We want to share with them this service as well. So, beloved, I will go into the Word right now. I want to talk to you about a very unique moment that
a certain time of my life gave me freedom.
And I believe that someone, and someone really needs this. My messages, again, I say, they're not for them, for the crowds. My messages are for you as an individual, you understand, right? And so these moments, some messages, you'll say, oh, let's wait, you'll get them. No, some messages hit bullseye. So I try to speak not with the crowd, but with individuals when I'm preaching. I'm trying to talk to you, what is happening with you. So, one of the messages that will be spoken right now is called War of the Worlds. Not the worlds that we read about. You know, I've called it on purpose like this. We'll talk about a world, different worlds. So, listen to me very carefully. You know that there are three worlds or three areas that we will talk about right now. Right now, I want you to understand certain things. Do you know that every one of us, we are a carrier of a certain type of the world? We're not talking about a world that's something that's worldly or earthly. No, we're not talking about a world that peace came upon you, this type. No. I'm talking about a world that every one of us has our own world, and in this world, you have feelings, you have friends. In this world, you have things that you want. In other words, every one of us, when I touch every one of you has their own personal world. You understand what I'm saying? How did I figure it out? By speaking with people, what's unique, when I talk to people, I always think it's interesting. I listen to things and I observe. I was talking to this one person, he was a businessman, and I noticed that after about 10-15 minutes of our conversation, I started to understand him. He started introducing me to his world. He started to introduce me to his relationships, friends, thoughts, and dreams, and things that he wants to accomplish about his connections that he has. And I took a step back, and I'm thinking, what interesting this is. He has a completely different world, absolutely different than mine. And our worlds do not even cross paths because the people that I know, he doesn't know, and vice versa. And I was amazed. And him, in this world, he has information, stereotypes, understanding of things. And I noticed, look how interesting this is. We are the carrier of this world. Someone has, for someone it's very small, but some people it's very big. You understand me? Listen to me very carefully. Today I will speak to people that are using their gray mask and not sitting and saying, oh, we'll do like the brother said. Relax. Today we are using our gray mask that the Lord gave us for some reason. It's not just this mask that is needed sometimes. This is what you need for your life to think, to understand, and to move. There are two areas that exist, or three worlds. Three worlds. First world is your world that you have created with your consciousness, with your imagination. Second world, listen very carefully, second world is the world that has been created for you by individuals around you. Listen to me very carefully. Second world. First world, we talked about it, is your world. Second world is the world, for instance, the one that's next to you. Not only does he have the world that he made up for himself, stereotypes for himself, he also has a plan for you. In his eyes, listen to me very carefully, you have been made someone. You, they give you a name. There's a name tag. In his world, they gave them information about you, and he has placed you on the right shelf in his world. You understand? Listen to me very carefully. And this stereotype, it's unreal to battle it, because as soon as you don't come up to someone, oh, we listen to that, Shapovalov. We understand everything. The world has been created. I'm somewhere on a shelf. I have a label on myself, and everything is written on that label. Amen? Do you know that? Guess why? Why is it the men, subconsciously, completely subconsciously, as soon as they encounter you, he doesn't even know you, but he tries to figure you out, scan you, figure out who you are, where were you born. People find this out not because he is so interested in who you are. No, he is subconsciously placing you into his world. You understand me? And what church you go to? Oh, okay, I got it, got it. What music are you listening to? Oh, I got that as well. Okay. He does this by not understanding. He is just filing you in his big or small world in his proper place in the file cabinet. Oh, I know these people. In other words, they have a shelf ready for you. Now, in his world, he knows where to place you. He placed you in the folder, signed it, heretic, charismatic, whatever. Idiot. And he places you in that file cabinet. And there you are. Isn't it so? What's unique is that, yeah, you're saying yes because this is what you do yourself. You yourself subconsciously. We're speaking truthfully here, right? We're all doing this, but we don't understand. We all scan each other. Look at her shoes. What brand is that? Nothing. Oh, we got it all. Cheap, huh? You understand what I'm saying? With guys, they have other thing. What are you driving? Car was in an accident or not accident, not accident. It probably has money if it's brand new. We don't notice that, but we all do it automatically, subconsciously. We are made up this way in our own world. But do you know that we are all wrong? Because to have complete understanding and comprehension to create that world, for me to be placed on some sort of shelf, you have to know about me everything, including my DNA and my past and the things that I did not only go through, but my forefathers went through. Once you understand that, this is why you understand why I'm fighting certain things and I don't pay attention to other things. You understand me? We have no right to judge each other only because of this, because we don't know. 5-10 minutes around each other, we figure things out, we've placed them in a file and shut that file cabinet forever and ever. There's that name tag on that person. He can't do anything about it because you've placed him in your own, into your world. You're understanding something. Right now I'm laying a foundation for what I will be speaking. So, world number one is yours. Number two is what I just talked about. The world of those that are around you. Third world is, I love this world. This is the world of God for you. This is a world where he calls you someone that people don't see you or accept you as that. This is the world where he calls you a champion even before you even became a champion. This is a world where he says, you are my child, and you're not even that yet. And because God has information from the past, present, and the future. He is the only creator of the world that I want to live in. In his world, I want to live. His information, I want to use his information. Not me or you, no one, including me, has no right to place me into a world. Even me and myself, I have the wrong world for me, because I know the past and the present, but I don't know my future, praise the Lord. We know in part, we see in part, some sort of prophecy and visions, but we don't know all the details. The world of God. So there are three worlds. Your world, the world of people, it's practically the world of the devil, because everything is mixed in and there. The devil does whatever he wants, gives you different names, and you sometimes treat yourself according to your downfall. You fell and you yourself decided, made up your mind who you are, you stumbled, and upon that ground, you decided who you're going to be, and you said, I'm a nobody. When you encounter people, you talk to them based upon the foundation of that world where you have placed yourself in. You have placed yourself into the world of defeat. You, yourself, why is it that no one comes to you? You are on a different shelf. You placed there yourself. And only the same can be around you, the ones that are lost and they cry and just whine all the time. Hello. This is your world. Why? Alcoholics, they cannot, they need to have other alcoholics around them because this is his world. He doesn't see himself as other. He doesn't see himself as other, anything else. He doesn't even imagine that this isn't you. You cannot be your action. It cannot be called according to your action. Actions change. Everything changes. Actions are not you. You're not actions. Listen to me. All three worlds are based upon information. You understand what I'm saying? World number one, it's you. It's based upon information. You know certain things about yourself. According to your past and your present, you've kind of figured out your future. You know that it's not like that. Completely not like that. You know, your information is not perfect. That means your world is wrong. Again, I'll repeat that. The world can only be perfect only when you know completely everything about a person, but even you, you don't know everything about yourself. You cannot be a creator of your own world, and everything that you've made up for yourself is all wrong. Made yourself out to be is wrong. It's wrong. Why? Because you have to know everything. You have to be God to have the right understanding about yourself. But you're not God. You're his child. You're in the process. You are moving somewhere. And this is why when God calls someone and says, go, Sonny, do it. You can handle it. You can do it. No, Daddy, I cannot. You will take this promised land. No, you understand? You'll take it. I see who you are. I know your DNA. I know your future. No, no, no. We will not go. Why? We've painted a completely different picture for ourselves. We've created a completely different world for ourselves. This is too good for us. This land is too good, too plentiful for us. You understand? This house. Sometimes you come and you look at homes to buy a house. You know why you're not driving a car, but you're driving garbage with four different wheels. You know why? Listen to me very carefully, because your world can only accept that. Look how quiet it is. I think I touched something just now. You come into this lavish house. Realtor brings you, for instance, if they didn't, they will. They bring you to a house and you're like, oh, you're looking, and your world, an alarm goes off. The red lights are shining. This lamp is expensive. This floor is expensive. This staircase, you have to polish it always. This driveway has to be clean. Look at all these lamps. What, three stories? What? Why can you not accept? You cannot fit yourself into another world. You've made it all up for yourself. You decided that you're going to have some sort of small apartment, some sort of place where everything is peeling off the walls, and you're coming, oh, this is it. We will fix this. We will fix that. We will glue everything together. You understand who you are? Look how quiet it is. Huh? I think I'm going somewhere with this. I'm talking to you about you. And everybody else is watching with all your apartments. Oh, this car is not for me. Oh. Right away, you cut out certain things out of your life that, you know, maybe the Lord wanted to give you. He wanted to give you a better car. You didn't go take a look at it, even though you could have had it, because your mentality and your... And this has to do with physical and spiritual things. Who am I? Who am I? I am so not worthy. you made your world full of poverty. Why? Because this is what your information, certain information you have in you. I will never be successful. I will never be happy. Everybody left me. So I will be by myself. Lord, I'm yours. Nobody will have me. God doesn't need that. God wants to see you happy. Stop. You understand why you do all these things? I understand to begin with something small, but your mentality, your understanding, this isn't mine, I'm not here for long, these walls are not mine. In other words, I am in action, I'm moving. We all understand that we can come and start with something, but when? For 20 years you cannot change even the place where you live. You can't even leave that place. So what if they shoot here every day? So what if they find a dead body once a month? I don't care. I'm used to this area.
And
you are blaming who?
You
blame yourself. You have placed yourself there. You have decided that this is what it's going to be. These are your friends. This is why you, how should I say this? You don't have enough guts or bravery to come up to somebody else and say, guys, I'm inviting all of you to the restaurant with me. Oh, who am I? You understand what I'm saying here? I was breaking myself like this. Right away I would speak into my life, no, this isn't you. You will come out of this place, this ridiculous, dirty duplex. You will come out of this stinky driveway. You will leave it that has grass all the way up to the neck. You can't even mow because it's not grass, it's small trees. You understand? You know these different neighborhoods. Sometimes you go to these neighborhoods where the lawn is not only mowed, it's like they use the level to kind of cut it. Everything is so right. Everything is so proper on the lawn. And you drive by, and there's someone is working on the yard, and you're like, haha, look. Let's go. You made things up for yourself. You understand what it is to have this made-up world. This is your world. It's not my world. This is your world that you... Welfare. Hallelujah for welfare. Praise the Lord for the social aid. Welfare is great for people that's just starting. It's not bad when you lost a job and for a season you have it, but when you live on it, you sit on this thing for years and years, God cannot bless you. You have done everything. You figured it all out. You're not allowing him. He can't even have an opportunity. What are you going to do? Don't worry. If you won't eat for a week, this ridiculous free bread with, mold. It's not mold. It's penicillin. Why are you saying that? Remove that crust. So what? In Ukraine, we ate even worser things. What? You live in America. You live in a country, the richest country, but you are poor and dying because you in America made up your own world, and God cannot bless you because you cannot be blessed. You made it impossible. Hello. Jesus on the line. Are you listening? Somebody receiving something for themselves. And we proclaim... You can die proclaiming. I want to say something else. You can die proclaiming if you don't have understanding or desire, don't have this inside your heart, the words have no meaning. Your lips have to be connected to your heart because the heart draws you. You understand me? Listen to me very carefully. The war of the worlds. All three worlds are based upon information. But because only God has information of the past, present, and future, and only His world has any meaning. Amen? Our worlds are wrong. But we do not give up. We do not give away our world. Our world is our world. My parents lived here. My grandpa. This is what he did. This is what he built. And I'm going to live here and die here. You are crazy. You lost your mind if you painted your own world and all everybody else cannot fit in. You know why in your world? This is wrong. This is wrong. Look at this. Look, she thinks she's all that. Look at that. Look at her rear. Look at her legs. Look. Look at how she's walking. What? Why are you smiling? I'm sharing with you what is in your head, what's happening in your mind. Stop pretending like a Christian. Be a man. Be human. You know why? You've decided everything. You've painted all. And only people like you can exist in your world. Because I am so a nobody and nothing. Finally, the Lord sent me a friend that's exactly like me. Let this friend come over here. Let's wash him, change the clothing, let put some brains in, and so that person can move in God. No one accepts me in this church, of course, because you don't want to understand anybody. You don't want to let anybody in. You don't even imagine that behind your world there's another one, better, more powerful, it's greater, beautiful, greater. You don't allow people from the other world to infiltrate your world. You've already made up your mind about them. Charismatic. I don't talk to people like that. Don't understanding these things, more than often we become players or players of somebody else's design in their world. To tell you more clearly, we're born into somebody's world. Church, listen, we either want to hear it or not, but every one of us is a carrier of some sort of atmosphere, some sort of world. Either want it or not, subconsciously we'll try to lead everyone around us, to lead him back into our world. Place a tag on them, place them on a shelf and shut everything down. And now you know everything about everybody. You encounter people right away, you figure them out, stick a tag on their forehead and you place them in a file. Everything is all understood now. You know what is the biggest confusion that we have? We judge people according to ourselves, and that's a lie. All of us, listen, all of us, we judge people according to ourselves. You cannot judge people according to yourself because you are not the truth and the source of information. People can only be judged by the ones that have complete information about them, the present, the past, and the future, all of it. Listen to me very carefully. Also, on the other side, people around us try to place us into their world because they have a certain position for you and the role. You know why often relatives hate you when you try to do something different, go somewhere else, go to a different church, or, you know, meet up with somebody, go somewhere. They hate you. Why? Where did you go, huh? What is this that you... What are you thinking? You know where this hatred comes from? I'm from Ukraine. Don't worry, I can speak that language. You know where this hatred comes from? You know where hatred comes? Listen to me very carefully. Look, where hatred comes from. Hatred is called out by those that don't fit into somebody's world, and this is why they're hated. Listen, hatred is a very serious feeling. It comes because someone doesn't like something in you. Look, for instance, you have this feeling comes out of a person. Hatred towards you. You didn't steal his car. You didn't rob his house. You didn't break anything. And why is it they hate you? Why did you go there? I told you not to go there. You know why he says that? Because you're stuck in his world and you have to look a certain way and do certain things. Lord have mercy, you're going to go somewhere. What? Where? You know why? Because a daughter in her mother's world did something that she doesn't want. In her world, your steps have been decided for the rest of your life. And this is why she hates you when you do something not what she wanted, because first of all, you have to go through, mother has to sign that mother and father let you go, and you can go and do your own thing. Mother says, do I fit it in? No, we're not letting you go. No. But if you go, that's it. Hatred. Hatred is a very powerful feeling, because someone didn't like something in you, and if they didn't like it, that means they like something else, isn't it so? If there's hatred, hatred is very harsh feeling. This feeling is very powerful. It's a very powerful feeling. Usually it can only be called out when someone, if it's called out by someone against you, someone has something for you and decided for you. And what? You're doing what? In other words, you're like a dog on a chain, and Lord have mercy if you're going to try to move anywhere else. Look, if you didn't like it, if they didn't like it, they'd like something else. This is why hatred is the button that people turn on when they want to show you that you are not fitting or you're going against the rules of their world. You have went against the rules of their world. You've done something that is not for you in their own world. You left their game. What do you mean? I told you. I've told you before. I mean, and you're shocked. What? I didn't even know that someone has the right to do this with me. I didn't know that I belong to someone that have to, be telling you something. I thought I'm walking before God and God is my judge. I thought that I receive my reward and also any sort of judgment for my own actions, and we are on this earth to go through everything, to see all, to live through many different things, to go through judgment, to go through rewards as well. Look, religion has created this world where all of us have been placed in. For us, all of us, there are roles and screenplays that we have to play till the end of our lives. Beloved, do you know that many, many years ago, when God started revealing to me these things, I started repainting my own personal life. This is where it all started. I came out, for instance, to speak, preach, kind of like that, and they said, this is not a pastor. I said, I don't get it. What makes a pastor? A suit? What is it? Everybody that wears a suit is a pastor now? I don't get it. Why are you telling me who is a pastor? Pastor is... I can come in a t-shirt, I'm a pastor. Pastor is the one that you have been anointed to be. A pastor is what is inside of you. It's been placed inside of you. A pastor is not clothing. It's not even your speech. It's your calling. It's your function. A finger is a finger, no matter what you put on it. You understand? I can put a glove on. I could put some sort of ring on it. It's still a finger. It's his function. It's his name and a function. Religion does not understand that. A name, your name is your function. That you don't say a word, you become the word. God did not call you to be a prayer word. He called you to be a prayer. You are a body of Christ. You are a function of Christ. You're not a name. If they called you, that means you're doing something, whatever you want. But the Bible says that we are the body. Look at your body. Can a finger in one moment and start walking on this earth? You just start walking on two fingers. No. This is a function, and this is a name till the end of the life of this finger. So pastor is not something that puts on proper clothing and screams that he's a pastor. No, it's your function. It's your name in the body of Christ. Listen. And you know, I love bombing the stereotypes. You know, life is very unique. And you know, when you start repainting the pictures of all of this, you see the difference once you come out. The difference is in that what you gave, amen? What changes after you're finished with your message? What changes in the lives of people? This is a function that creates that. It's not a man that does that. It's not his clothing or his speech. It's a function. You shall know them by their fruit. Amen? Not by what he said, I'm an apple tree. No, you can walk around and say, I'm not an apple tree. No, I'll look once you'll have the fruit, and we'll see if you're an apple or not. Function will be found out by its fruit. You know, right away, It started. It broke loose. No one didn't anoint you or ordained you. Oh, Lord, have mercy if anybody like you ordains me to something. My eyes don't want to see you. If you will ordain me, I'll be exactly the same donkey as you are. I'll sit there in that shed, wait for everybody to have their opinion about me. What, did Brother Stefan okay with me? How about Brother Sergei? Is he okay with me? Okay. So, we're okay, brothers and sisters. Ooh. Become an individual. Stop being like a herd of sheep. You're an individual. They have to know you. They have to love you, and they have to hate you, just like they did with Christ. You have to be an individual. And not stand there in the shed and wait for somebody to accept you, for brothers to accept you. You know what? I'm a free person. I'm a simple person. You know, if you don't like it, you can leave, whatever. And for me, sometimes I say something and some sort of picture stuck in my head. And you're laughing at yourself. You can laugh. It's all good. It's all good. In the kingdom of God, it's wonderful. And you know, when this movement started, right away, I didn't even know that everything has been decided and everything is controlled. We won't let you go there because you say this. We won't let you go there because you dress a certain way. We won't let you go there because you have wrong principles, this and this and this. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, wow, check this out. This world is made up and I don't know, fit in there. You know what? I don't even need that. I will live in God's world, and if He will tell me who I am, I'll be who He said I am. You know that one time he took David and said, do you know that you're a king? No one didn't believe it. He was a king even before the crown was on his head. You know that. Him, with his function, he proved to everybody he's a king. He went onto a battlefield where the king himself was afraid. Saul was afraid with his whole army. They were all afraid. And this one guy comes out. He didn't have the name tag of a king, but he had a function of the king. And he did something that nobody else didn't even think of, because his function is the king over Israel. And his heart was in pain, like nobody else's. He said, who is this guy blaspheming the armies of God, armies of Israel? This is kingdom of God. This guy is speaking against? Come here. And we know the story, how the story went, how it ended. Look. We'll touch down certain things. Look. So, do you know that for religion, everything is made up for you? With religion. For instance, you come up and say, I'm a prophet. They'll say, you're not a prophet. Because a prophet is the one that has to start like a lawnmower. And then they go and prophesy after starting up. This isn't God. When God comes on you, read the Old Testament. These prophets are in the fire and glory of God. They come and no one starts them like a lawnmower. They say, the Lord told me to tell you that you will die if you will do this. I want to see true prophets.
Amen.
I hate religion. I didn't get it. Say it again. I hate religion. Religion is death. Religion is the bride of Satan. Religion is what destroys the lives of people. This is what just rapes the destinies of people. God is freedom. God is love. God is life. God even allows you to make a mistake. And based upon that mistake, He will teach you something.
In this religious role,
you have to play your whole life. Everything is made up, everything is decided, written. Lord have mercy, you leave. So this is why they called me Kashpirovsky, Satanist, Heretic, and whatever. They've called me many different names. Smile, it's okay. It's people. They have names for you in their own world. In their own world, it's like that. It's the truth. In their world, yes, you're Kashpirovsky, you're Satan, you're in heresy, you're in delusion, because in their world, they know who the pastor is, who the prophet, and this world is not of God, this is a world made up by religion, and to get there, you have to become like them. You have to be part of their world. You cannot enter there just the way that you are. You'd have to be sorted out. Remember one thing. That no one will ever understand you because you speak based upon the information of the kingdom about yourself, the way that you are in the world of God. But they try to prove based upon their information who you are in their world and how they see you. You understand that there are two worlds, they don't come together. You say, you're like David, you come out and say, God said that he has anointed me. He anointed you? Remember, the words of Saul, you're so small, you're a teenager, but he's a warrior from the very young age. Have you seen how the whole of Israel was in the world of Goliath? Goliath came with his own world, and he placed everybody into his world. In other words, he said, you are nobody, you're nothing, you're parasites, and you will do what I tell you. And they sit there, oh yes, and everybody's sitting in their world and just accepted that, but not this guy. He said, no, Goliath, I am placing you into my world. And I will kill you. Remember, he was prophesying to him. I will cut your head off. I will give your body for the birds to eat. And then that whole crowd behind you, Philistines, they'll have the same thing will happen to them. You know, I love these people. I love people like that, that will accept the picture of God no matter what anybody says about them. And they say, I know that reformation will come. I know that the church of glory will rise up. I know that religion will die. I know that it will die one pleasant day. I know that youth will come to God. I know that the church will be full of fire, power, and glory of God. I'm not sleepy. Controlled by religion. I know. I know. And they're raising up. There are tens of thousands of them. There are masses, great masses. We are becoming dangerous in the world of religion. Now everybody knows us. Everybody speaks about us. Everybody that could possibly renounce us, they renounced us and we're placed upon their shelf. Wait, God will have an opportunity to speak about us. Amen? Do not worry. God has something greater and bigger than you've made up for yourself.
Amen.
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 So,
they'll never accept you because you're speaking about yourself just like David, based upon the information of God, and they'll tell you based upon the information of their brotherhood, of their elders. And that's it. So, don't even try to prove anything to anybody, it's going to be useless. If you will try to live in a world where designer is God, then in the world of people, you will always be heretic. Again, I'll repeat that. If you want to live in the world where the designer is God, that in the world of people around you, a world of religion, churches that are fake, they don't have glory, they don't have fire or life, that always play games, that aren't any signs, wonders, or miracles, there's nothing. With them, you'll always be a heretic. You'll always be an individual that causes problems. You're nobody. In other eyes, in their eyes, you're nobody. Often they tell me, you know, someone hates you, they pour dirt upon you, they gossip about you. You know what happens here, you know what's happening there, here and there. My answer is this, no, I don't know and I don't want to know, because this is the world that they've created, that I'm a nobody in there, and I will not go into their world. You understand? Just recently, we were at camp. Serge, we were sitting there talking. And guy said, listen, how is it that you're going through all of this? How people speak this about you? I said, you know what? I don't hear it. I don't know about it. Because I'm around those. I'm in the world of God for me. People that love me around me, that bless me. Masses and thousands of letters come from all over the world. They thank God for our center, for our songs, for messages, for prayers, for ministers, for the team, everything. I live in the world of God, and this is when they pour stuff on you. You know what? I don't live in the sewers. I don't want to speak into garbage and trash. You know who's constantly in the trash? The one that lives in the sewer. This is why you smell it, and you see it, and you hear it. Come out of that world, and you'll see that God has a completely different world for you. You know why you hear gossip and dirt, and this smell is around you. Why? Because you are a dung beetle. You live in the dung. You dig in it, you eat it, and you pass it on. And you just need beetles just like you to kind of upkeep you. Come out of that world. This isn't your destiny. Come out of that world. This isn't your world. Come out of it. Come out of the sewer. It's not your life. I don't know. No, what they say, what they film, what they speak, you know. Don't pay attention. It has no effect on me. We live calmly and do what the Lord has called us to do. So, do not let anyone place you into their world. Remember the story of David, beginning with his father and his brothers, finishing up with Saul and Goliath. No one believed, because the father, you know, father didn't even call him when Samuel was there to anoint into kings, because in his father's world, he was nobody. Brothers didn't believe him in him. And when David came to bring bread and cheese, when they were in a battlefield for his brothers, so what happens? The brother said, you came here to look at the battle. It was some sort of service there. While Goliath was swearing and calling them names, they were just saying, accepting it. Why did they say that?
Because
everything has been decided for David. Saul figured it all out. Right away, 3 minutes, and Saul scanned him. This young teenager in shorts and said, huh, you with a slingshot? And what is he doing? He's speaking against David that was anointed to be king. The whole glory of God was in him. And he was making Goliath so big. Look at this guy. Look at his biceps. Look how tall he is. Look at yourself. Who are you? You're still a teenager. He says, what difference does it make as to the size? Let me kill him. You know, I love David. He didn't allow anybody to place him into their world. The secret is in this church. Shut the mouth of everybody that tries to place you in their world. Look at yourself. You don't look it. Look. Go ahead. You see the anointed of God. You see an individual of God. You see that what God sees. Do not place me into your world, into your silly world that's based upon pieces of information, and I will not go into it. Some enter. What do they say about me? Oh, Lord. So I shouldn't wear this? I shouldn't wear this anymore? What? Yes, no, yes, no. What do they say? Oh, Lord, have mercy. What about you? Oh, Lord, this is how we live. By walking around and listening, who am I? What do they say? Try to be. What do I match? Do I match now? Am I perfect now? So the brother will not be, you know, just led astray. This brother's been in church for 30 years. He's going to get led astray by a shirt? Read the Bible. If you're led astray by your eye, just, you know, gouge it out. Because it's better for you to be without an eye. Brother, pastor. Look. There's not a lot of time, a big message. Look. Israel didn't want that. They couldn't bring the world and the plan of God into the promised land. Remember how God showing them promised land. There's God, there's promised land. He said, you will be victorious. You will be in the land where there's milk and honey. You will conquer this land. God was telling them who they are based upon his information, and Israel didn't enter because they didn't believe. When they sent the spies in to look at the land, they saw, they probably talked, acquired some things, and they said, we, in the eyes, their eyes, we were like grasshoppers. And also in our eyes, we were like grasshoppers as well. In other words, they went into the promised land and they didn't bring the plan and a world of God, but they took their plan and their world, entered it, and in that world, they were grasshoppers. With God, everything was completely different. They were giants, and the others were grasshoppers. You see the difference. I understand some are so irritated right now at the moment by this. No one made you come here, you know where you were going. History with Samson. Remember the story with Samson? And masses of stories, but Samson's story is like this. Samson that entered into the Delilah's world, entered into his role with Delilah and died according to his plan. Book of Judges 16:16. Book of Judges 16:16. So, Samson didn't enter into the world of God, even though he was called to that. He entered into the world of Delilah, and she destroyed him. She got to him, and she made him to be who he was in her world, in the world of her people. Chapter 16:16, Book of Judges. And when she pressed him day after day with her words and urged him, he was vexed to death. Then he told her all his mind and said to her, "A razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my birth. If I am shaved, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his mind, she went and called for the Philistine lord, saying, "Come up this once, for he has told me all he knows." Then the Philistine lords came up to her and brought the money in their hand, and she made Samson sleep upon her knees, and she called the man and caused him to shave off the 7 braids of his head. And then she began to torment Samson, and his strength went from him. She said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, listen to me very carefully, "I will go out as I have time after time and shake myself free." For Samson did not know that the Lord has departed from him. But the Philistines laid hold of him, bore out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with 2 bronze fetters, and he ground at the mill in the prison. You see what happened.
And now Samson began to live in a different world and following the world of his enemies. Don't let anyone let you live in their world. Don't be in the world of someone else's world. Be in the world of God. What did God tell you about you? You know, there are so many little people who are successful in God. Why are there so little? Because there are only, you know, there are little people who will cut everything behind and will live in their own world with God. Just like David, when they just cut everything off and wanted to be in his kingdom, I want to live by his plan. I want to be in his world, and I want to see what he planned for my life. I want to see who I am in his world. And trust me, when you get into his world, into his measurements, it is a completely different you. You will start noticing things about you that you did not know yourself. You will be shocked yourself. You will shock yourself. You will impress yourself. When someone tells you all hate you, everyone speaks bad about you. Have you heard that? Everyone went through that, right? Raise up your hand. We've all been there, right? Yeah, I know there are a few righteous ones who never had any of that. When someone tells you, everyone talks bad about you, don't be sad. Say, let's count all who think that. And you know, I was shocked that all those, all were 15 people. And you know what? The person who notified me with that, he was the person who decided that for me. Count all the people who go against you. You know, my aunt Anna, my sister Svetlana, and they say that I'm not from God. You know, come out of there. Let God speak what he thinks about you, not other people who are around you. You know what? I believe that champions will rise up who will be without a compromise, who will carry the truth, and no matter what they hear, they will speak the truth. No matter what it is, how hard it is, how harsh it is, just say it as it is. Just say it as it is and say, you know how the prophet said, you know, they would come and just say, this is why they hated them. They hated the prophets in the Bible. You think you will run away from your destiny? You think you will run away from people who will be speaking bad about you? Relax. Relax. Prepare for a long ride because you are living in the world of God and people around have a completely different world. You know, and I said, okay, everyone hates me, right? Everyone? Everyone hates me? Are you sure everyone? Okay, let's count who it is. Okay, so who it is? So who hates me? There will be so little of those people that you will be shocked yourself. The life of Joseph. On the life of Joseph, you will see three designs, three worlds. First world is the world of Joseph. Remember the? He saw a dream, and based on that dream, he began to take actions. He started putting everyone on the knees. He started people. Yeah, this is the dream, I had it, this is who I am, and you will all be bowing down to me, and it will be this complete movement. That was the world of Joseph. He was wrong. Second world, it was the world who his brothers and his father created. You know, the father, he put colorful clothes on him. He was his favorite son, and his brothers hated him. That was the world that was created by his brothers and his father. And then God had his plan for him. And you know what is unique about it? Nobody was right. Not Joseph, neither was the father with the sons. And now God said, you know what, Joseph? I am taking you into my design, into my world. And Joseph ended up being in a hole. And he said, God, your design is kind of incomplete. What is happening? And God said, you know what, I'm leading you into my design, into my world. And at the end, he came out a victorious guy. Remember the king, Pharaoh? He said, I will not say anything. I will ask you for your advice, the advice from Joseph. Remember? Joseph had a good position. He was in a unique position. Nobody ever had his position. He had a ring of the king. You know what? God has a plan for you. God has a perfect plan for you. His world. This is what I'm talking about right now. You know, we've been playing this game right now, you know, playing at the role with the roles of mom and dad, and, you know, that's not God's plan for you. Some will come out and say, you know what, I will live by myself however I want. That is wrong as well. Say, God, I ask you, show me. And you know what, when God is going to show you your life, everyone is going to begin to go against you. Because God is going to lead you into his own design, into his own world, into his own world that he had created for you. This is why sometimes God has to take people out of their comfort zone, because right there, people who are around you have a world that they have created for you. And also you have a world that you have created for yourself, the world you want to live in. And God has to take you out of there, out of your world that you have created. And you know what, church, listen to me. You have created a role for yourself. You're sitting right there, and in your head, you have your own role that you want to play. And you know what? That is completely wrong. That is a wrong picture. You know what? I picked my a role in God as well. But when God took me down my dark days, you know, I said, I will say it this way, I was shocked what happened to my life. I was just shocked. You know, without touching people in hands of them, thousands of people are getting healed, they're being changed, transformed, and I see these huge miracles and signs and wonders, and thousands of people were being transformed. I never even thought that life that I will have this life. You know why it's hard for you when God starts to, you know, working with you? You have to go through, you know, death and, you know, all these hard things. You know why? Because you do not want to leave your own design. You don't want to leave your own world. You understand me? You are dying not because you're in a warfare. No, because you do not want to let your world go. You have to let your version of your world let go. We're afraid to know what's out there next. But you have to trust Him and let Him show you at the end what your life will be like. And God tells you, okay, God, go, just go. And you know what we want to say? No, God, tell me what's waiting for me at the end, and then I'll go. No, that's not how God wants you to go. He just wants you to go by faith. You know, we don't want to die. It takes years and years, but it's supposed to take fast. It should be a fast moment. That is because we do not want to let our version of our world to go. We're saying, God, what is going on? Nothing is going on. God is slowly taking the puzzle apart, the puzzle, the world that you have created. He's taking it apart, and you say, you know, I'm just sitting there all broken. No. Just right now, He can start transforming and building His own life for you. God has to take off your clothes, off the clothes that your fathers and mothers have put on you. You know, when sons came to the father and said, Joseph is done. He's dead. Remember? Everything has to be dead around us. I'm talking from the deep of my heart. It's something that I've experienced, something that I lived through. You know, people who have already, you know, put a cross on you and said you're dead, they will not recognize you in some years. They will not recognize. Remember the brothers? They did not recognize their brother when they came to him. You know why? Because he was in the plan of God. You know why they didn't recognize him? Because they did not ever know that their brother can achieve such position, such high position. Joseph was sold. They told his father that he was dead, but no, they sold him into slaves. But Joseph got into a position that his brothers did not even think that he could achieve, he could get there. This is why they didn't recognize him. You know what? People will not recognize you when God will start and end the process with you. They will say, oh, this is not the person I used to know. You know what? You have to come out of their world, and God has to take you out of your own world. Give Him the opportunity to take you out of your world, where everyone, where all your friends tell you what you need to do, and what you should look like, and where your position is. You know, they tell you, okay, alright, you will be saying the choir, you will be saying a message for 15 minutes, you know, we'll be going to missionary trips. You know what? Let God take you out of there. Let God take you through your life, and let God speak about you, and nobody will recognize you, not even you. You will be shocked yourself. You will be shocked to know what is going on with your life. Don't ever go into somebody's world. No matter who it is, if it's your relatives, somebody close to you, not even your own world, let God take you into His world. Ask Him. Because when God takes you into His world, you are already a champion. In the world of God, everything is already pre-planned, everything is already, it's already there. You know what? I don't have to do so many things to make all those people, thousands of people, be transformed. You know why? Because God has put me into His world. world, a world that is prepared for you, a world that he has designed for you. And when you get into his world, it's like you are in your own bowl, like everything feels right. You know, you don't care about who loves you, who speaks God about you, and you know that you have only one meaning in life. It's him. All right, I have to finish now. My time is up. Nobody will ever bother you. No opinions will ever bother you. It's not going to bother you if somebody likes you or not, because when you are in the world of God, the only thing that will bother you is his opinion. Give God glory. Give God glory. You know, just say, God, help me. Help me to come out of my world that I have created for myself. Now, first step is the world that you have created. You have to come out of it. You know, maybe it's a church that have created the world for you, or your mom that had created for you, or your dad. Joseph was taken out of the world that his parents and his brothers created. And when God took him into his own dream, all his dreams and all of his things that he dreamed of, they were not binding up together with the life he's having had at the moment. You know what? You have to let this world die. And everything that you know, all the promises that you got, and all the dreams that you've got, you know what? It will happen, but not the way you imagine it. Not the way you do it for yourself. Your world has to die. And then, no one will ever take you somewhere where all of your plans are dead, where your clothes is ripped apart. When somebody tells you that you're dead, forget about him. Leave him alone. That's where God can start moving in your life. Only at that point where you're dead, you end up being in God's world. Because God is the owner of that world. He will take it step by step. He's not promising that it will be soft and fluffy and puffy. He's not promising that, but he said that he will be with you through every step. Through every step, through every hard day. You know what? Joseph went through everything. He went through many things because he had the anointing. He had a calling because he gave life to Christ. And he said, God, I will live in your world. And God took him. Tell him, Father, place me into your world. I'm losing my world. I give you my world that I've created. I give you my plans. I give you my understanding. I give you what I want for myself. And everything that I've created and imagined, I give it all to you. I erase my name. It does not have a meaning. Everything that I've created for myself, it is dead now. It's incorrect. It has no meaning. Get into the process. Let God start the process. People will, you know, say things about you. They will call you different names because that's the world they have created. It's their own world where you are not fitted. You're not fitted into their world, and that is correct. You're not supposed to be fitted into their world. And just say, you know, God, I'm right here. Do whatever you want, however you want. I am yours. I did not know that it will be this bad, it will be this hard during learning process, but at the end it ends up being good. And I'm thankful that what God started doing with me. Thank you. Thank you, my beloved. You are my life. You are my dream. You are my goal. I live before you. I live in your world, God. I will not go into the world of someone else. I will not sit down with the table of those who don't know who I am. Only you know who I am. Only you know who I am. You are my Savior. You are my designer of my life. And I am yours. Till the end of my life, I am yours. To the end of my life, I am yours.